Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In the Studio with your girl, Linus. I'm so glad that you're here with me. I have to tell y'all, I had a problem from about 15 minutes prior to showtime. I could not get through to the line. I was so mad. I just sent them a scathing email to Blog Talk Radio because the line was just consistently busy. And nobody would even come in on the chat room so that I could, you know, at least explain what's the problem, what's going on, why are you, you know, you have all these customers and networks like I do. I have the Essence of Success Network. Why it wasn't working. But anyway, you know what? It's a good day. It's sunny. It's beautiful. Tomorrow, Mercury retrograde ends. Yay! So you know what? I was just in this mood today that I wanted to listen to music. I'm still going to do entertainment news like I always do, and I'm going to let you know what's going on with sports. But I just felt like listening to some music, and I mean some bumping music, y'all. Something to make you just get up and shout a little bit or go for it. So anyway, I'm going to do that, play a little music, and then I will go into entertainment news. But for the meantime, for the first 15 minutes here or so, I want y'all to enjoy this music. I picked out a few songs, and I thought, what the hey, they had me in the mood to bump and grind and pop my fingers and tap my toes, and I hope it does the same for you. That is not it. Where is that music guy down? There we go. Okay, here we go, y'all. Sorry for that.
Yeah.
the butterfly, that's all. Let me see the Tootsie Roll.
Let me see that super roll. Get up and roll. And make that super roll.
listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. Anyway, that was a nice way to start the show, huh? I just was in that mood, just feeling sunny and chipper and joyful. So I kind of, you know, brought it into the show. But anyway, that was a good way to start off. So now we'll get to entertainment news and sports. So I thought what I'd do, y'all, is let you know, because we're at the NBA championship now, so let you know what's going on. So the two championship teams are the Golden State Warriors. They're out of California. And the Cleveland Cavaliers, self-explanatory. The players to watch is Stephen Curry and also whatever, whoever, LeBron James. Okay, well, let me tell you now, the next, and I believe that TNT's been carrying this, and probably ESPN, no doubt. But anyway, the next game is Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, which is, what, 9 o'clock on the East Coast. So anyway, Thursday tomorrow, June 11th at 6 p.m., the Warriors and the Cleveland. Now, let me tell you what the NBA Finals are right now. It's game four. Cleveland leads the series 2-1. So the Warriors need to come back and tie it up 2-2. Y'all know I got to go for the Warriors. Neither one of them are my team, but because they're a West Coast team, you know, I got to pull for the Warriors. So anyway, that's how it stands right now. Cleveland leads 2-1, and game tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and it will be played in Cleveland. And your championship teams, again, are the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Okay, now let's see what's going on in entertainment news. What these folks been up to? Well, let's see here. Well, Whoopi Goldberg is pushing hard for Raven Simone to join The View as one of the hosts. I understand now, I guess this week is final, she is on. But sources behind the scenes says Simone still needs a lot of polishing. Simone, best known from The Cosby Show and Hanging with Mr. Cooper and That's So Raven, often shows up ill-prepared and has to be super prepped by the producers. Simone is a rich former child star who is not used to the attention required for a daily talk show. Simone brings excitement that the show is looking for in younger hosts, but can she handle the daily grind of hard work and preparation The View requires? Yeah, because, you know, you're coming from Nickelodeon or whatever, you ain't going to get your way over here, girl. You got to apply them skills and knowledge. Well, Taraji P. Henson wants to team up with Diana Ross and Billy Dee Williams in prime time. Henson was asked in a U.S. Weekly interview who is on her Empire guest star list, star wish list, and she wants Diana Ross and Williams to play the parents of her character, Cookie Lyons. Hello, somebody. On her hit Fox drama, of course. Ross and Williams twice lit up the silver screen in 1972, Lady Sings the Blues, and then in 1975, Mahogany. They were last seen together on TV during Ross's final visit to the Oprah show, which ended in 2011. Speaking of Oprah, Henson just won a Critics' Choice Award for her role as Cookie, has the Mighty O and former President Bill Clinton on her guest star wish list as well. Definitely happening is Henson getting a new love interest for season two in the form of Adam Rodriguez. Ah, y'all, it's a reunion. 6 years ago, they starred in Tyler Perry's movie, I Can Do Bad All By Myself. Oh, that movie was so good. And did Mary J. Blige sing her butt off? If you haven't seen the movie, I'm going to tell you, go somewhere and rent it tonight or go to the library. Or if you know somebody that has bought the collection, because, I mean, I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed Cookie as well as Adam in their acting. But Mary J. Blige, she sung that song. It was just beautiful. Anyway, Rodriguez is best known for his work in CSI Miami as Eric Delco. Now y'all know who he is? I know. You know he's fine. Come on now, say that. He's also going to be featured in the new movie Magic Mike XXL.
and Empire Rodriguez will play a smooth-talking concert promoter who catches Cookie's eyes. Say that then. I'm going to be watching them intimate scenes. You know that. Y'all ought to, too, because, you know, both of them are single. This time it might be for real. And more Empire news. The hit Fox series will return with 18 new episodes in a second season kicking off September 23rd. So mark your calendar, y'all. Singer, songwriter, producer Neo will be writing music for the show. Thank you, Neo. And Patti LaBelle, Chris Rock, Zac Efron, Alicia Keys, and Lenny Kravitz will be making cameo appearances this next season as well. Well, that ought to be great. Well, the cast of Orange is the New Black grace the cover of July's Essence magazine cover. Laverne Fox, Danielle Brooks, Vicky Judy, Andrea Seymour, Samira Wiley, and Emmy winner Yuzo Aduba will be featured in Essence Body Issue Edition. Rapper Kendrick Lamar is on the June cover of Ebony magazine. Well, the TV One network is back with special editions of Unsung for June, which is Black Music Month. Did y'all know that? I guess I had been out the loop. Anyway, happy Black History Month, everybody. Look for profiles on Ike Turner, Otis Redding, Chuck Brown, and Kid and Play. The Hollywood spinoff Unsung Hollywood will feature profiles on Joe Morton, a.k.a., you know, that's Papa Pope on Scandal, right? Okay. Bernie Mac, Billy Dee Williams, the legendary film Car Wash, and Sammy Davis Jr. Another TV One highlight is Gospels at the White House. Good Morning America's Robin Roberts is hosting the special Friday, June 26th, so mark it on your calendars, on TV One. Special guests include gospel great Shirley Caesar. Hello, somebody. Love me some Shirley Caesar. Tamala Mann. Bishop Rance Allen, Michelle Williams, who you know was part of Beyonce and I can't think the whatever that was, Destiny's Child, and then the Morgan State University Choir. Oh, that's going to be an excellent show. Okay, y'all. So remember, check your local listings. It's June 26th, which is probably a couple of weeks. And mark that, be sure and watch that. That's going to be an excellent show. Will Lester Holt remain as the anchor of the NBC Nightly News? Sources say the longtime NBC weekend anchor and Today Show veteran could remain in the anchor chair even if Brian Williams returns to NBC after his six-month suspension for lying about news stories. Holt has been doing great, holding down the fort and steadying the ship after the embarrassment of the Williams scandal. If and when Williams returns, it may be a new role at NBC. Part of that decision may be because the other networks are tooting their integrity and the ability to trust their weeknight newscast in brand new advertising campaigns. Campaigns that will probably kick into high gear if Williams gets his old seat back. Well, we'll see about that now, won't we? One never knows. One never knows. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll go back to entertainment news. Y'all know what time it is. Here you go. This is by War, City, Country, City. get back to entertainment news now. At the movies, Entourage is based on the hit HBO series. South African comedian Trevor Noah takes over The Daily Show for Jon Stewart starting September 28th. Mark your calendars. In other movie news, Sanaa Lathan, Michael Ealy, and Morris Chestnut team up for the thriller The Perfect Guy. The trailer looks amazing. Ealy is scary and sexy at the same time. The movie The Perfect Guy opens in theaters in September. All right. Eddie Murphy reprises his role as Alex Foley in Beverly Hills Cops 4. Say what? Scheduled to open in theaters next March 2016. Come on. You know, I'm so sick of these reprisals and so many. I said, bad enough. Didn't Freddie have 10 and Jason or Michael, one of them had 10? In fact, I like Jason 10, so I ain't going to lie to you. That, I'm not really into scary movies, but it was something about Jason 10. It just, I like watching that one. But, yeah, they keep reprising. Come up with something good. I was just discussing this, not to get away from entertainment news, but I just got to tell you, I was just discussing this with my daughter the other day because this movie that's out right now, Jupiter Ascension, is very good. Very good. They're coming with creativity again because the last thing that was really creative, folks, was Avatar. And before Avatar, what? Matrix, you got it. So, you know, everything else are just, you know, even if you're going to the movie, they may change the name, but when you start to watch it, it's relevant to another movie that you watched prior. So if they want us to be engaging, let your writers or script people, whatever, be more creative. Make it worth your while to go to the show. Because, shoot, when you go to the show now, it costs you $12, $15 to go to the theater and then another $50 for a bag of popcorn and something to drink. I'm sorry, I take my food inside. If you people, you don't see me, so, hey, I take a big purse, take my popcorn and stuff in my purse. I don't need nothing. Just let me get to my seat. Okay, I told you about Eddie Murphy. Hometown singing songwriter legends. Oh, Hall & Oates will be in the Philadelphia area for you guys back there at the Fillmore. Amari Hardwick returns for season 2 of Power this Saturday. Well, this past Saturday, because today is Wednesday. It was at 9 p.m. on Starz. That boy is so fine. Lord, somebody bring me a fan. Yo, can you see me? Bring me a fan. I need to chill for a minute. This ain't no hot flash. This is an Amari flash, child. Anyway, I'm hearing in season 2 we are going to be seeing more of 50 Cent and less of Amari. Are you kidding me, 50? That's your moneymaker right there. That's your money, baby, right there. You ain't pimping now. What's going on? 50 Cent as executive producer. Right on. The brother already getting paid. It's his baby. Executive producer of the drama, and this season his character Kanan gets out of jail. Kanan wants a mentor who was a mentor of Ghost, but now he wants to be the top man in the streets. Look for a bigger storyline for 50 Cent. Well, fans of the show, be happy with this. The cast also includes show also stars Naturi Natan, Catherine Narducci, Lena Lauren, and Greg Serrano. You got a winner. Because, I mean, some people like both Empire and Power, and some people like Power don't like Empire. You know what I mean? Vice versa. But come on, 50 Cent. That's your moneymaker. That is a good-looking brother. I'm not trying to say that you, you know, are ugly or crisp or burnt. I ain't trying to say that about you, 50. But Omari's a good-looking brother. And he carries his role real good. So does Tommy. I enjoy your characters and the actors that portray them. So I don't know. I mean, you know, I know that's double pay for you, but hey, whatever is clever, you know. If that's what helps you to sleep at night and you think that it'll create more ratings for you, hey, God bless you, man. I ain't mad at you. Okay, actress Raven Goodwin of Good Luck Charlie and Niecy Patterson from Being Mary Jane had to be restrained by police. What? In Atlanta after going into a scuffle at a Waffle House. No, y'all didn't. The 22-year-old actress got into a scuffle with a group of people after Goodwin was promised she could have their seats as the restaurant was crowded. Okay, I'm with you so far. Well, The group was taking their time leaving, and that's when the argument started. Okay, well, see, baby, you was out of pocket. Started with the one girl from the group calling Goodwin a fat blip. You know what I'm not going to say the word, but you know what it is. Goodwin fired back that the girl was broke and should go get a job. So after that, all hell broke loose, and everybody was thrown out. Not a good look. Number one, they had paid to sit there and enjoy their food. However long they sat there, they paid for that. So you shouldn't get upset about that. If y'all was that hungry, go to another Waffle House or find you another restaurant. But you was wrong, girlfriend. You was out of pocket. You was wrong for that. Okay, actor-comedian Marlon Wayans is going to do a goofy spoof on the erotic movie 50 Shades of Grey. Lord have mercy. You know this is going to be funny. Get ready for 50 Shades of Black. Filming starts this summer and is scheduled to be released January 29, 2016. Wayans is known for his previous comedy spoofs, oh Lord, yes, on movie trends such as Don't Be a Menace, Haunted House. That was funny. Scary Movie, that was funny too. I loved Haunted House. Scary Movie was pretty good too. Yeah, I know that's going to be good. Now, I would spend money not only just to support his vehicle, his take on 50 Shades of Grey, but, you know, I'd go to see the movie because they're kind of funny. Well, is Keke Palmer's star shining? Palmer has signed on for the live version of Grease on Fox. Well, the musical based on the Broadway smash record breaking silver screen movie with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta will air next January 31st, and Palmer will play the one of the pink ladies. The updated Grease musical will start Dancing with the Stars' Julian Ho and High School Musical Vanessa Hudgens. All right. Palmer is also one of the stars of the new Fox show Scream Queens. I haven't watched it. If anybody's watched it, hey, shoot me a note. Tell me about it. I haven't even heard of Scream scenes, but even so, I probably wouldn't have watched it. But, you know, let me know. Somebody, y'all write me. Send me a note either on Facebook, the SNL Success Network. You can send me a message there. Or on my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. And you can see on the left-hand side, just scroll down a little bit, it'll say contact. Let me know. Okay, Halle Berry's returning with second season of her hit CBS sci-fi Extant on July 1st. I thought they was going to cancel that. You know, she's producing that as well as acting in it. So, yeah, 50 Cent is doing the same thing. I don't know. Okay. The 40th anniversary celebration of the movie Jaws is happening June 21st. Oh, my God. Excuse me. Okay, I'm back. I forgot my water today to bring it in the studio. Anyway, the 40th anniversary celebration of the movie Jaws is happening June 21st. The 1975 film classic was the first ever to gross $100 million at the box office. Jaws, which starred Roy Schneider, Robert Shaw, and Richard Dreyfuss, only cost $9 million to make. The Steven Spielberg movie went to make $460 million and was considered the silver screen's first blockbuster. The movie had one of the most classic movie lines ever: "You're going to need a bigger boat." Oh, yeah, when Robert Shaw took him out in the water, I know you've seen it, and Jaws comes up, he's like, oh, uh-uh. They'd have took me back to shore. I was like, you better get the Navy to come out here. Get ready for the return of Wesley Snipes, y'all. First up, Snipes is filming the new Spike Lee movie, Chirac. Nick Cannon and John Cusack will also be starring in the movie about violence in Chicago. Filming is already taking place in the Windy City. Jennifer Hudson, Samuel L. Jackson, and Angela Bassett will also be featured in the movie. Wesley Snipes' new NBC TV show, The Player, debuts this fall. Produced by the team behind The Blacklist. Ooh, that might be good. If you've ever seen The Blacklist, that is a good show. The only thing, they compete against Scandal. They're on at the same time. And I'm loyal to Scandal, but, you know, I'll watch Blacklist the next day. Snipes Show is being described as an action-packed Las Vegas thriller. Oh, okay, now you know where the show is going to be out of. The Player will air Thursday nights at 10 p.m. on ABC. How to Get Away with Murder. Oh, against them, see? They're going against ABC's air 10 Thursday night. How to Get Away with Murder. Yep, they sure will, because at 9 is Scandal and Blacklist. Interesting. I see how that's going to go. Well, Tracy Morgan and Walmart have reached a settlement. Thank you, Jesus. It was just June when the actor-comedian suffered various injuries when the limo he and his friends were riding in was hit by a Walmart truck. A truck driver, Kevin Roper, has been charged in that incident, which killed Morgan's best friend and fellow comedian, James McNair. McNair's family settled with Walmart earlier. Sources say the truck driver may have been sleep-deprived, having not slept for 24 hours. Driver Roper denies his claim, saying he was an accident, plain and simple. It was just an accident, plain and simple, and he is sorry about what happened. Morgan filed suit against Walmart and some tense emails back and forth from the lawyers for both sides. Walmart and Morgan reached a confidential settlement. Morgan's statement was, Walmart did all right by me. Now, y'all want the scoop? I know you do. I hear Morgan got $90 million, but they're going to spread it out, y'all, over 5 years. But still, that's good because, you know, he may not be able to go back to the career which he was good at. He may have to, I'm sure, change his lifestyle somewhat. But anyway, at least that's good. In the meantime, he can take care of his family. You know, he can take care of his children. So anyway, well, that's all I have for the entertainment news. So let's see what else is up. We need to take a quick break. Oh, sucky now. Yeah. Come on, get on the floor. You know you want to dance.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Silent, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Got the police and the firemen. I'm too hot.
Hot damn.
Like a dragon born to retire, man. I'm too hot.
Hot damn.
Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot.
You that young man, if you don't get on the floor and do something, wiggle your leg or tap a toe, I don't know what's wrong with you. I tell you, that is so good. I love that. Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. Okay, I got about 5 minutes left. You know what? Let me give you the schedule, my schedule for the month of June. I know we're like, well, it's 11th, just second week of June. But anyway, give you a schedule. So, of course, today is Wednesday in the studio with me, and I always do entertainment news, news of the weird. Of course, sports, what's ever going on. I'll be doing a lot of NFL stuff in a little bit here. That's coming up. So that's on my Wednesday show, and that's on Blog Talk Radio. So if you don't remember, in the studio with Lennis, go to blogtalkradio.com/Lennis. That's L-E-N-N-I-S. L-E-N-N-I-S. So Wednesday at 6 p.m. Now on Friday, come on back, but only come to Spreaker.com. I'm doing Friday traffic jams. During the summer months, I feature guests and will appear as well as featured artists every month. So on Friday Traffic Jams, it comes on at 4 p.m. Pacific. Oh, this is Pacific time. I'm sorry. 4 p.m. on the Pacific or on the West Coast 7, East Coast 7 on Spreaker.com. So let me see. What did I do last week? 1 week I did Luther and trying to think who I did before that. Isley's. I don't know. But you know what? The only way you'll know is to tune in on Fridays at 4 p.m. It's for 2 hours. I'm off at 6. So 7 to 9 on the East Coast, and 4 to 6, of course, on the West Coast. So join me. You enjoy the music. I try and get you home with a smile on your face and love in your heart and ready to tell your lady, your girlfriend, and your wife, let's go. Let's go. Okay, and if you ever need a personal reading, that's on Sunday. Sunday, I have the free psychic reading show at 3 p.m. It's for an hour and a half, and that's on blogtalkradio.com/Lennis. So on Sunday, free psychic readings, that's at 3 p.m. If you need a personal psychic reading, you can contact me. I got 40 years of experience at my website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess, all one word, .com. And you'll see at the top of the page, intuitive readings. Click on that and you'll get me. So that's every Sunday on the radio from 3 to 4. And then if you want, you know, a longer reading or know more on a certain question or where you're going, contact me at the website. On Tuesday, I do the Gaia Bocelli Show. That's from 5 to 6. I used to do it for 2 hours. Now I only have to do it for 1 hour. Yay! Because T-Man, Tony Sanchez out of Chicago, comes on right behind me. So anyway, the Gaia Bocelli Show is on Spreaker.com. That's at 5 p.m. on Tuesday. 5 p.m. on Tuesday, 1 hour. And the music be jumping. You'll be jamming. Some shows you might even record, because I'm going to tell you, Friday Traffic Jam, I'm fixing to bump it up real good, so you might even want to go in and record some of the shows. So anyway, here's your lineup. Tuesday, 5 p.m., The Gail Bocelli Show, Spreaker.com. Wednesday, In the Studio with Linus at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on blogtalkradio.com/Linus. Friday Traffic Jams at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Spreaker.com. Sunday, Free Psychic Readings with Linus at 3 p.m. And that's on blogtalkradio.com/Linus. Okay, now I got a minute or two. I do want to report on this. It's been all in the news. It was a hot story. The FIFA officials arrested on corruption charges. I got the list, y'all. And I'm going to tell you the name of all of them that are in trouble. Anyway, it was about the money. It made me mad, too, because, you know, United States bid it to have the soccer here. And we were outbid. So it makes me wonder, money talks and BS walks. We all know that. That's the society that we live in. We're a bunch of capitalists. I'm not, but, you know, more capitalists than anything. So, you know, they offered them more money and they committed fraud. And so people that were, I don't want to say correct, but legal, legit, that bid it for the World Soccer Games, you know, they didn't even get a chance. So, yeah, you guys need to be fired and gone. That's not fair. I mean, not other people's countries that bid for that to have it at their in their country. Okay, this is the list of the ones that got fired and were caught. Trust me, their hand was in the cookie jar. Jeffrey Webb, Jack Warner, Eugenia Ferragarito, Nicholas Leos, Eduardo Lee, Jose Mara Marin, Julio Rochia, Rafael Esquivel, Costa Tacas, Alejandro Brazaco, Arian Davison, Hugo Murano, and Jose Margales. Yeah, I think that's right. Anyway, that's them. All right, this lady's in my ear telling me 60 seconds, 60 seconds. I'll go ahead and start the music. Thank you, everybody, for joining me today on In the Studio with Linus. I'll be looking for you on Friday at Friday Traffic Jams. Otherwise, you know, I'll be back next Wednesday. Remember, Friday Traffic Jams at 4 o'clock on Spreaker.com. Come back next Wednesday and roll with me on Entertainment News In the Studio with Linus at 6, okay? Thank you. Have the rest of the week is good, and I hope your weekend is beautiful. And, oh, by the way, if nobody told you they love you today, I do. Good night, everybody.